think we're live.
Yes,
we're alive. Right. I'm interviewing Anne Barber from Egglescliffe Village. Would you mind telling us how old you are, Anne, please?
81.
And how long have you lived in or near the village?
Well, I've lived in Egglescliffe for 16 years, but I was born in Yarm.
And would you mind telling us a little bit about your childhood, please, in the area?
When I was five, I went to Preston School, Egglescliffe, and this is during the war. I didn't stay there very long, but I do remember during the air raids, I would run home, and when the all clear went, I would run back. This is something that wouldn't happen now. There was an accident with a child, and she was killed. It was due to mattresses that were stored at the entrance of the school. I don't know why they were there, but this child came in late and must have touched them, and she was suffocated. So my mother thought that school wasn't good enough for me. They didn't take care of their children. So I was sent to Egglescliffe School, which my father had lived in Egglescliffe, had cousins in Egglescliffe, he actually was in the choir in Egglescliffe. So I'm not quite sure how long I stayed at Egglescliffe, but then I went to a private school in Yarm called Miss Burton's. And from then on, I went to Queen Victoria High School.
Could you describe to us what a typical non-school day would be when you lived in this area?
I would catch a bus from Egglescliffe to Egglescliffe here. And at lunchtime, I would run down Stonybank to my grandma and have lunch and run back again. I really enjoyed Egglescliffe School, and I think my mother was wrong moving me. It was antiquated. It was an antiquated school, and the toilets were at the bottom of the yard with wooden seats. And my mother always told me, maybe I shouldn't say this, my mother always told me, don't sit on toilet seats. So I would stand. After the morning prayers, the headmaster said somebody was standing on the toilet seats and they must not. I went home and had to tell my mother that. but it was a nice school, and Mr. Gray was the headmaster at the time. And I can only remember one person. No, I can't remember anybody from Egglescliffe School, and I can only remember very few from Preston, and then I went on from there.
Now, obviously, things were a little bit different in those days, so how would you describe the material comforts of your home compared with now?
Oh, well, we lived in Beechwood Road, Egglescliffe, which was damp. It had my father had made one of the bedrooms into a bathroom, and it was big and it was cold. And he also used to put our canary in a cage there. I don't know why, but it always sat in the bathroom, and it was we were really happy there, but we had to have an RAF man and his wife to live with us. And during the time they lived with us, his wife dropped a full teapot of tea, which hit my sister, and we thought she had been blinded, but eventually, you know, we found she was fine. But that was and of course, because of that, they left. I mean, it was just an accident. It was not deliberate at all. And it was a happy house, because My father used to, we used to ask for things for Christmas, probably they were second hand. Please can I have a bike, Dad? And I hunted the house for the bike on Christmas Eve, nothing there. And the next morning, the bike was there, Christmas morning. And I said, how did you, where did you hide it, Dad? And he said, I hung it in the cupboard with all the clothes on top of it. So it was, we were very happy there. Then we moved to one of the new council houses, the very last one. And that being the last one was very cold. And of course we had the frost, the ice in the inside of the window, the bedroom windows. And my sister and I had twin beds. And we had this one rather pretty rug between on the floor between us, and every other night it was one of our turns to have it on the bed. We were so cold. It was a terrible, well, 47. Yeah. It was a terrible, terrible winter. During the war, my father used to get us up to see the planes coming in to Goosepool. But my one worry was my father having to be called up, but he never had to be, because he used to go out to the police, out with the police, to if a house was unsteady, they had to blow it up, and that's, he was into that type of thing, and he had a wonderful sense of humour, because if the police came for him, he used to say, get hold of my arm and push me into the van, which the neighbours would all be peeping. But my mother did not have a sense of humour. She did not. Mm. So that was... I think that's all I can remember about that.
How freely did you roam around the area?
Oh, just everywhere. We just went anywhere. Nobody... We weren't worried about anything, ever. It was lovely. We were so free.
And can you remember any of the community celebrations, the Yarm Galas or anything like that?
Oh, the Egglescliffe Garden Party was absolutely wonderful. And it lasted when I took my boys, as little boys, to it. It was the highlight of the year. It was absolutely wonderful.
So what sort of things were there?
The train was there, of course, the wonderful teas, the maypole dancing, the Punch and Judy, the ankle competition. And during the film that we saw at St John's, I recognised Joy Barker, which I went to school with. She was one of the daughters of the garage man where the Art Nouveau house used to be, which was wonderful for parties, wonderful. And Gordon Rigg, who was in the play, the little play they did on the film, and I went to work with him on the bus every day. And then this lovely lady in a big hat on the screen, and... she was the lady that we bought her house in Donato from. And that was lovely seeing her. But I can't remember her name.
What was the social life like for teenagers and young people? What sort of things did you do?
Well, I was in the Brownies. I did take cubs for a while. I didn't dance. My sister danced every night, I think, but I didn't dance, and I was a reader. I just loved to read so much that I'd pick up the News of the World when I was small and my father would get rid of it. But I read everything I could. I liked reading. And I had friends, and we went to the pictures.
Where did you go there?
We went to the Odeon, where the organ used to rise up. And then we went to the little cinema, which is now, I think it's a carpet place. And you could have, I remember going in there and ordering afternoon tea. So you had your afternoon tea while you watched the film. That was really nice. But what else would I do? Well, once I got to Queen Victoria, there was bags of homework, which I wasn't over fond of.
What sort of changes have you noticed as there have been more houses built in the village and so on?
Well, I don't know anybody in the village, apart from Daphne in the corner there. I don't think I know anybody in the village. When I first came here, I knew two or three, and there were, my father had known them. But now, I don't.
Would
I
you
don't
put
know.
That down to the changes in transport, people using
well,
cars?
Yes. Well, yes, because... and I think you either have to have a dog or a baby. And that is the answer. Then you would go around, like Anne Kerr used to, and talk to everybody. Well, people have to work, Ruth, don't they?
Yes.
They have to work.
Yes.
And they just don't have time.
And do you think that the loss of the shop and so on has made a difference
as well?
Oh, I
remember the shop, because I did Meals on Wheels.
Yes.
In the village. I did Meals on Wheels. And I remember the post office come shop. And I remember the funny little passageways between these houses. And the people sitting with a roaring fires. But they were cold and damp, the cottages. You know, they were. So that was an experience.
How important did you feel that agriculture was to the life of the village?
Oh, I thought, well, that was very important. That, I mean, it still is. It is important. I love it that we have a farm. I love it. And I don't mind at all the things that go past me at all. I just think it's nice. It's a rural, it's a little treasure, this village. I think so.
So what things would you say have improved over the time, and which ones would you say have unfortunately deteriorated?
Well, I think houses have improved because people are looking after them more carefully. There's very few in our village that have deteriorated and been left. And I think that is good. That is very good. No, I don't think anything else.
If you had your time again, would you choose to stay in the area that you grew up in?
Oh, yes. I haven't moved far. Born in Yarm. The furthest I've lived was Hartburn for about 12 years. And then I came back. And my husband was born in Stockton. And he hasn't gone far. So, yes. So No, I'll definitely come back.
Is there anything else that you'd like to tell us, Anne?
Let me see. What if I can remember what I had to tell you? One of the people that were quite famous here, and I'm still not 100% sure, was a man called Dick Clark. He was an artist and he lived in the village. And I went to work with him. And someone told me that when the illustrator died that did Rupert Bear, he was one of the people that filled in. And everybody I know has one of his pictures but me. And I would really have liked one. Oh, and about the two children died in Teapot Cottage, and we're not sure. I'm trying to find this out. I think it would be during the war, and it was the first house. Now I remember it. Well, my mother would tell me it, but I think what happened, and this is not gospel, the mother popped out for a chat with someone and the house went up. Yes, and the two children died. And Daphne says that when her son was ill one night and was up and down, he looked out of the window and he saw this little girl walking across the green, and then she just disappeared. So maybe we have a ghost in the village. But this was very sad.
Yeah,
this was very sad.
So was this the result of a bomb or a fire?
Oh, it was a house fire.
A house fire.
I don't know what the children had been doing, but obviously it was the children. But they both died, so that was awful. But I remember their mother. I think she worked in the fish shop in Yarm. So, and we have to mention the pot and glass because my husband had his... he had his bachelor night there 60 years ago. 60 years ago. And then we celebrated our diamond wedding there. And Alan has been there. He's been the organist for 21 years. And then he's had to go back and help out for the moment. I think that's about it. I've done the meters on wheels, haven't I? Yes.
And what's the main advantage for you of living here in 2017?
Oh, I just love it. I just love it. I've got nice friends. I'm handy for Yarm. I'm in the WI and the Garden Club. I can't think of anywhere better.
Thank you very much indeed, Anne.